Good morning and welcome to the Paul Green Comedy Podcast. It is May 15th, 2024. This is episode 168. This is a podcast for dreamers by a dreamer, stand-up comedian and actor Paul Green, documenting my journey. So I had a relatively uneventful day yesterday, which when you're doing a daily podcast is always fun because, you know, I'm checking in daily. And sometimes not a whole heck of a lot happens. I had an opportunity to meet with a marketing company yesterday with my other podcast partner, Josh Novy, and had an interesting discussion, really focusing on the marketing and business advertising side of a podcast. And yeah, Josh and I, if this is your first time joining me, we started a podcast about a month ago called the Let's Have a Midlife Crisis Podcast. And we've been having a lot of fun with that. Last week, we actually did a live taping of that podcast at JP's Comedy Club in Gilbert, Arizona, and just had a really great show, a really great time. I think the audience liked it. It seemed like everybody was having a really great time doing this podcast live in front of an audience. So never thought that that was how things would go. It's just one of those, how do I approach this? You know, you just never know. You never know what certain outcomes are going to happen based off of just simple actions that have been taken. So, you know, I started doing this daily podcast back in November, really with no ambitions or expectations that any sort of specific outcome would occur. I just said, you know, I am on this journey and I just wanted to talk about it. And I challenged myself to do this podcast daily, which is a fairly audacious undertaking. I wanted to do it daily for really a more of a personal challenge to myself. I've always struggled to be really consistent on a daily basis with pretty much anything. Well, anything that's good for me or anything that is, you know, requires effort and consistency. So yeah, I started doing this back in November, and although this podcast itself, nothing really miraculous had come from this. You know, it's not like these episodes are getting viral or going viral. You know, I don't get a ton of downloads. You know, I get a handful of views on my YouTube channel. I'm posting the audio file to all of the podcast platforms. I may get 5 or 6 downloads from those platforms. I honestly have no idea who's even watching or listening to these. and that almost wasn't even the point. The point was, it's kind of interesting. It's like, the point was, you know, I'm doing this for me first. This is an opportunity for me to challenge my own weaknesses, my own, my own flaws as a human has very little to do with me feeling like I'm actually growing as a comedian or growing as an artist. It's just, I've always struggled with daily effort on any given thing, and there's another side of this that I'm not sure how consciously aware of this I was when I started this podcast, but I'm aware of it now, which is, you know, being fairly transparent and vulnerable, just hopping on here and just talking about exactly what's going on in my life and in my comedy career and in my pursuits. And there's something with there's something behind that as well, which is, I think, for me, and I think for a lot of people, being transparent and open, especially in a public forum, and now especially with the internet, where, you know, theoretically anybody with an internet connection could happen upon or discover or find these videos. And I think that can be a fairly daunting notion. And so not only is this an opportunity for me to challenge myself to a daily discipline, but it's also me every day challenging my ego and my desire to be hidden and concealed and, you know, don't put myself out there too much. Don't be too visible. Don't say too much. You don't want people really knowing what you're thinking or what you're feeling or what you're going through. And that's a very real fear, I think, that human beings share. You know, I think that's fairly common. Matter of fact, I think to not be that way is usually means you got something wrong with you. Anybody who's like, I want everybody looking at me all the time, you know, that sounds a little more like a psychopath. Which, hey, I'm not ruling that out in my case, by the way. So, you know, I started doing this podcast back in November. I've been doing it daily. I have not missed a day. Though my worst sin is there have been times when I don't get the podcast released quite at the time of day that I want. I always shoot for 8 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And there's been a couple of days where I didn't get it out till the afternoon, or to even today's is going to probably be about an hour late. But I'm still doing it every single day. And although the podcast in and of itself isn't some global phenomenon, it's not going viral, I'm not getting tons of shares and likes. I get a handful of likes, a couple of contact, you know, comments from, you know, close. I have a couple super fans, and you know who you are. Don't need to call you out by name, who are watching every day and maybe commenting and stuff. But there have been these other opportunities that were totally unexpected that have stemmed from this. Number one being, it deepened my relationship with a booker and club owner, my buddy Jim, and that's led to more opportunities for me, which, you know, that it's not like that was my strategy. You know, I didn't set out to do that. It's just something that happened naturally as a result of this. And then I had another comedian friend on the podcast about 2 months ago, and because of how that interview went, it prompted that comedian to say, oh, Paul and I should do a podcast together. And now we're doing that podcast together. And interestingly enough, that podcast seems to have actually the potential to really become something much bigger than my solo Paul Green comedy podcast, where, you know, it's just me talking. And then, you know, every once in a while, I'll have a guest on, you know, and just talk to them about their dreams and their journey and stuff, which is super fun. And I was listening to this interview from Jerry Seinfeld. I think it was the podcast that he did with Neil Brennan, who actually my buddy Jim recommended I should listen to. And Seinfeld talks about that idea where he just says, in so many words, obviously I'm paraphrasing, that you should just take action. Just take action. And, you know, go stumble, go fall, go fail. Just take action. And that taking any action, even if it's the wrong action for maybe ultimately what your goal is, taking the action will lead to ultimately more favorable outcomes than any outcome that stems from not taking action. Now, of course, when I say take action, you know, I am not suggesting anything illegal or anything that is, you know, unnecessarily destructive or foolish. Although maybe being foolish is okay. You know, doing a daily podcast is a little foolish. I guess I mean foolish in terms of, you know, I'm going to sell everything I can and or own and go live on a street in Hollywood. I don't know. But I don't know. Maybe that's your dream. Maybe that's what you want to do. So taking calculated risks, calculated actions, looking at where your life is at and how you could potentially move forward into whatever that next thing is. What action can you reasonably take? What action, you know, could you move forward with without, you know, completely upending your life? But any dream that you're pursuing is going to require some sacrifice. It's going to require some adjustments. It's going to require doing things differently than perhaps what you've always done. Because if doing what you've always done was what was required to have your dream, then you would probably have it. So I just looked at my situation about 6 months ago and I'm going, all right, I'm not where I want to be. I'm happy where I'm at. I'm very content where I'm at. My life is actually very content. It's really great. There are a lot of incredible elements that exist in my life right now. I am not, you know, super unhappy. I'm not super depressed. You know, I have some financial stability. I have good relationships with my family, good relationships with friends. I'm deepening friendships. There are friends who I can have very deep, meaningful conversations with and who I genuinely feel have my back and who I genuinely feel I have their back. You know, I'm relatively healthy. I can play basketball a couple times a week and I can exercise and I can travel. It's like I have a really good, blessed life. There is also a desire within me to see how much I can expand on where I'm at. And I don't do so under any delusion that any degree of accomplishment is somehow going to make me more happy. I don't think that accomplishment in and of itself is the key to happiness. And I think that's also was Seinfeld's point that he was driving at. Where the happiness needs to stem from is loving the effort in and of itself. It's the effort to accomplish that is that should be the source of happiness, not being miserable with the process and then hopefully getting some sort of specific outcome and then thinking, well, once I get that outcome, that's when I will achieve happiness. And, you know, I'm not great at adapting that mindset. I am working on adapting that mindset. I'm working on just enjoying the process of trying to write and refine jokes. That, you know, I just, every day now, I carry my notebook with me, and every day I find some time to either, you know, go grab something to eat, and I have my notebook with me, and while I'm eating, I pull up my notebook and I'm writing and refining, practicing jokes in front of a camera. I was doing that a couple nights ago where I actually filmed myself saying these jokes on camera so that I could watch it and go like, and just try to be objective with myself and go like, okay, does this new joke, is the way that I'm, when I'm watching myself, can I detach a little bit and just say, does that sound funny to me the way that I'm doing it? And being willing to discuss with other people. So I started off talking about how yesterday I had a meeting with my buddy Josh Novi and this marketing person. So then Josh and I went to lunch, and then I said, and then we just started talking. I said, hey, I'm trying this new approach for this joke. What do you think? And I just sort of did the joke and sort of gauged his reaction and just saying, all right, is this connecting emotionally, even though it's just a buddy of mine across the table at lunch? But it's all feedback and it's all part of the process. And how cool that I have a very talented comedian friend who's willing to sit down, produce a podcast with me, sit in on meetings with me, go to lunch with me, and then also listen to me try to refine my act and try to get funnier as a comic. And it is cool, and it is, and I'm very grateful for that. And I'm grateful that I have the relationships that I have, both in the comedy arena, outside of the comedy arena. But that's what I'm trying to do, is to learn to love the process, because the more that I do this and the more I listen to people who have had incredibly successful careers, like a Jerry Seinfeld, which, I mean, how do you get more successful than a Jerry Seinfeld? But to hear him even say that, oh no, it's just all process. It's all writing. It's just writing every day and learning to love the grind of it all. Because even Jerry Seinfeld has his next show coming up. And he's going to do the show and then he's going to be done. And if for Jerry Seinfeld, he was waiting until, you know, he had the perfect set or the perfect performance or a certain level of fame or a certain financial goal, well, he pretty much hit the peak of entertainment fame and success by the time he was 35, maybe 40. So what's he going to do for the rest of his life now that he's, what, maybe in his 60s? I don't know how old he is, but anyway, he just kept emphasizing that life is about the effort, and and that is where the joy and the happiness is to be found, is in the process, is in the effort, not in some nebulous goal or accomplishing some sort of externally measurable accomplishment or goal or whatever. So that is the shift in mindset that I am working on within myself, trying to just enjoy writing and enjoy refining and detach from it emotionally. And then the next challenge for me is going to be able to take that mentality into my performances, because I still do have a tendency to be a little overly emotionally attached to each performance. And if a performance goes well, then I'm happy. If a performance doesn't go well, then I get all down. Or if I try out a new joke or a new approach and it doesn't go well, then I kind of still have a tendency to pull myself into this, oh man, I'm not funny, I'm not, and it kind of throws me off for a little bit. And I'm going, okay, that needs to stop, because that is not helpful, it's not accurate, and all it does is hinder my progress and slow my development. Because instead of me just looking at each individual show as just feedback and an opportunity to engage in the process, the show is not the end-all be-all. The show is part of the process. When I get too emotionally attached or think that if a certain show doesn't go well or a joke within the show doesn't go as well, that now has a tremendous impact on my mood negatively, all that does is maybe keeps me from engaging with the process more fully for a day or two, to where, well, I don't want to write, what does it matter, nothing I write's going to be funny anyway, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of go into those sort of depressive spirals, you know, and it's not helpful. And it really is, to me, just a matter of mindset and a matter of being aware of my mindset and how I am allowing myself to process those experiences, and just being consciously aware enough to make a different decision and to intercept that sort of neurological programming, whatever it is that is causing me to process those negative shows, those negative experiences, or what I perceive as a negative show or a less than stellar show negatively. It's an opportunity for me to start to intercept those thought patterns and those emotional triggers, and just consciously choose to think about it differently and to process it differently, and to go, oh, okay, well, I tried that new bit and that new approach, wasn't quite as funny as I would hope, still got some work to do there, good information, I'll start working it out on the next time that I sit down and write. And I will be happy while I'm doing it, happy just for no other reason than I'm in a position to be able to write and refine. And that is a huge blessing in and of itself. All right. So that is the update for today, May 15th, 2024, episode 168 of the Paul Green Comedy Podcast. I hope all of you are doing well. Your dreams are going well. You're finding joy, happiness, and contentment with the process. It's all process. Get out there and take some action and see what happens as an organic response to the actions that you take. I never thought that doing this daily podcast that would accumulate 6 months later into me having a closer relationship with a booker who was so gracious enough to give me an opportunity to produce a show at his club. And I never thought it would attract another stand-up comedian to want to partner with me to do another podcast, and that both of those worlds would combine to do a live taping of a podcast at a comedy club and have it go so well that now me and my partner Josh Novy are really looking at turning that show into something very big and into a tour. And we're already looking, you know, we've already been reaching out to theaters in different cities, different states. We're talking to marketing people, we're talking to advertisers, we're talking to videographers. We're just really excited to see what we can make of the other podcast. So just get out there and take some action. Learn to love the process. It's all process. That's where the happiness needs to reside. That's where the contentment needs to reside, is with the input, as opposed to waiting for some sort of specific outcome and needing that outcome to go a certain way in order to feel happiness. At least that's what I'm working on. I am not quite perfect at that philosophy yet, but I am aware that I am aware that adapting that philosophy, I think, will serve me both in the short term and in the long term. So, all right, everybody, that is the update for today. I love you all so much, and I will talk to you tomorrow.